Well, I'll have to sort of apologies to the bandwidth providers because I want a free flow these thoughts out about friends, and they're not coming out properly, so I'm missing things that I'm trying to think of and just record so I can listen back and make some sense of how I'm thinking now, and see maybe in 3 months' time whether my perception of this whole subject's the same or completely twisted or whatever. But apologies over, because I need to kind of just relax my brain and think of the thing that I was trying to get to. But I think I can think of a sort of example of what I'm trying to think, trying to explain. It's probably easy to give you an example. Give me an example. When I was 11 years old, I passed an exam to go to public school. And up until that point, I'd been at the local primary school. I had a really close bunch of friends that I'd been with since nursery, some of them. And they were lovely. We were, you know, all very nice kids. And I was very studious, and I got a Young Ornithologist of the Year at 11. I was very proud of myself. And I was never smug. My parents were very working class, and you know, my dad had a shops and a newsagents and a hairdresser from his family. And that was in Liverpool. And, you know, so I went off to this posh school, basically, as the posh kid, and found with friends that from my old school. Obviously, I kept in touch with a fair number of them quite often, and I'd see them regularly initially. And then I wasn't very happy at my school, and I kind of wanted to talk about that with my friends from the other school, but on the other hand, I wanted to not go on about it because they could be jealous of me going there, didn't want to seem ungrateful, all of that. So I never did bring it out, but what would happen is, I think looking back, I'm trying to still understand all of this, but we'd have a superficial argument about something, just like friends do, and instead of making up, I would simply lose touch, break contact, and not make the move to ring back or whatever, or to go round or whatever. Usually not consciously, but usually because I was so anxious about the whole thing and felt like a twat really for going to the school I went to, and didn't fit in there particularly because it was full of posh kids and I never really wanted to be or aspired to that kind of way of viewing yourself. You know, the whole idea of, oh, I'm not going to go on about the school philosophies and stuff, but the way that that school operated, it was just very elitist and very sort of like, you know, it's not my kind of way of thinking. And that happened all the way through school, basically from different stages of life, because of most of my friends outside of school wouldn't be at the school because we were so spread apart at the district, and it would be a lot of travel to see them. Most of them were local friends that I held on to from junior school. And just gradually little things happened, and I think the things were me being more and more unhappy. And instead of ever making up with them over the stupid argument and just saying sorry, I was a prick because I was really beating myself up about X that was happening. You know, a few things happened to school, nothing deadly serious, but just attritional mental torture of one sort or another. I'd just break contact, and when I look now to what I'm doing when I'm suffering from proper mental health problems, I'm doing exactly the same thing, and it's sped up really, because in 3 or 4 years, I've lost touch with all of my college friends. Yes. Don't know what to make of that. It suits my need to be isolated or desire to be isolated the way I am. But that doesn't mean it's good.